We've got with us this morning Dr. Purvi Parikh and also Rosemary. We're talking about allergic asthma this morning. Mm-hmm. I know what allergies are. I know what asthma. Doctor, what is the connection with the two of these?
Right. So allergic asthma, as the name states, is asthma that is triggered by allergens or allergies. So common things such as dust mites or animal dander can actually trigger your asthma. So they can go hand in hand. And actually, most people with asthma have allergic asthma, over 60%. So it is very common.
And because it is common, is it easily treated? I mean, are we just sort of minimizing our symptoms? What do we do about it?
Yeah, so the nice thing is that there are treatments available now that target allergic asthma specifically. So there's a medication called Xolair, which is spelled X-O-L-A-I-R, and there's information about it at Xolair.com, and this medication actually targets allergic asthma. So if you are not well controlled on your inhaled corticosteroids, this is a great medication because some triggers we can't avoid, and this medication helps target those triggers. So anyone who's age 12 and above can benefit from it and help get their asthma under control. There is a risk of anaphylaxis from the medication, as there are risks with any medicine, but it can be very, very helpful in controlling your asthma, specifically allergic asthma.
Rosemary, let's talk to you. You're a nurse, so you have a little bit of medical background. Did mm-hmm. this allergic asthma come up suddenly? How long have you had this, and when did you know what it was?
Mostly all my life. So it's been a long time.
What things were triggering for you? What were the triggers?
The things like dust mites, pet dander, and I had, like I said, allergic asthma most of my life. So those things would trigger them. I would have wheezing, difficulty breathing, couldn't get air in and out of my lungs, and would wake up in the middle of the night.
So what did you do prior to having some of the medication to remedy some of this, just to avoid dust mites? And I mean, it's impossible to avoid the things that trigger your allergies, right?
You're right. It is practically impossible. You just try to stay away from it as much as you can. Also, you know, just with medical treatments, inhaled corticosteroids, just things you have to do to live with it.
Doctor, is this separate? I mean, if someone has asthma, do they normally get an allergic asthma? Or are there people that don't have asthma, but they do have allergies that then cause the asthma?
Right. So it's basically there are two types of asthma, allergic and non-allergic, but allergic asthma is the most common. So 60% of all asthmatics have allergic asthma, and that's one of the reasons we're here today. May is Asthma and Allergy Awareness Month, and so we're here on behalf of Genentech and Novartis to bring light to this issue because it's so common. Often they go hand in hand, but you can have, you know, the allergies without the asthma and vice versa. But just because so much of the asthma is allergic, we felt it important to bring light to this issue.
How is this new medication that you talk about administered, and what is the dosage? How is it used?
Right. So the medication is actually an injection, and usually you'll either need it every 2 weeks or every 4 weeks. And the way that that's determined is, you know, first we want to make sure you have allergic asthma. So a board-certified allergist will test you either through a blood test or skin test to measure for antibodies that are called IgE that are meant that go up when you have allergic asthma. And so the way this medication works is that it blocks that part of your immune system and helps control your asthma and helps you with triggers that you can't avoid, like Rosemary had mentioned, with the dust mites and mold and animal dander.
Rosemary, how has it been different for you to have some treatment like this available?
Oh, about 3 years ago, after a particularly bad asthma attack, my allergist prescribed Xolair, and he explained the risk, and so I tried it, and it has been good. I've had much less symptoms. I have not had an asthma attack in quite a while, so it's been something that has definitely helped me.
We talk about this in the month of May. Seasonal, you know, you start getting a lot of the flowers, a lot of all of that stuff that happens outside because people get out there. Is this really the big time for allergic asthma to come up?
Right. So you're right. That is a coincidence. We're talking about it during our spring allergy season. But the truth is that patients suffer from allergic asthma all year round. So things such as dust mites and animal dander are not necessarily seasonal. Yes, we are at the kind of peak of the allergy season, but Most of the allergic asthma we see actually is year-round triggers and year-round allergens.
If someone has allergic asthma and they really don't do anything about it, what are some of the hazards about that?
So the hazards, not being able to breathe is the main one, but over time, you know, asthma is a reversible condition, but over time, if it's not treated, it can unfortunately become irreversible because you don't want to have constant inflammation and mucus in your airways. So it is in your best interest to have it treated, and therefore you're not coughing, you're not wheezing, you're not having chest tightness, but for your overall health, it is very important.
Obviously, the first thing is to go to your doctor to find out if you do actually have allergic asthma, but what other, where can they also get some good information about this problem?
So some good information about allergic asthma is at Xolair.com, and that's spelled Xolair.com. And it's a great resource for patients who may be suffering from allergic asthma.
Well, Dr. Parikh and also Rosemary, thank you for sharing the story and getting the details out here about allergic asthma. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.